Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
I've got some thoughts that I want people to side with one way or the other. And it simply is that communal kitchens, they're a free-for-all, Josh.
Okay, what do you mean by that, first of all?
So
like using it's a free-for-all?
Well, obviously using it.
Yeah.
But more things that come with it. So we've got a communal kitchen here at work.
Yep.
And I noticed something today that normally where the mugs are, so the mugs you use for coffee or tea, there's none. And I've noticed over the last week that they're sort of been getting less and less. And I thought, that's interesting because that's where I use one for my coffee. So
someone's taking all the cups.
Yeah, it looks like that. And so I went up to Loggy from Fresh Daily and was saying, hey, have you seen the cups? And she goes, what do you mean? I was like, the cup? She goes, oh, I don't use that. No one uses a communal cup. Well, of course you do. I do.
I don't see an issue with that one.
No. And also ran in there and another lady from sales was saying the same. She's like, what are you doing, Herbs? No one uses them. Which is why I'm more baffled as where they've gone if no one's using them. But then it got me thinking, well, I use everything in that kitchen. You know, the bowls, the cutlery. Everyone does.
Yeah, absolutely. What else do you use?
Well, obviously, in a communal kitchen, we've got communal milk.
Yeah,
which is great. So I use that. But when you break things down, if it's in a communal kitchen, you can use it. So if someone's put sauce in there, you know, their tomato sauce, I'll use that. I mean, things that come in packets, I think they're up for grabs.
What do you mean what comes in a packet?
Well, obviously, I've used cheese slices, so...
So if someone buys cheese for their lunches, you'll take their cheese.
Well, no, it looks...
Because it's communal, because it's in the fridge.
Yeah, and it's a communal thing. If it's an individual container, which I know, you know, you bring your lunch in every day, so do I, I'd never delve into that, because that's someone's individual lunch. But when there is bulk or packets involved, that's just an invitation to say... It's in the communal kitchen. Everyone's welcome to some.
So if I brought, like, say I want to do wraps all week, so I buy a packet of wraps.
Yeah.
You know, I've got the amount that's going to last me five. Because it's open and it's in the communal area, you've got free right to take that wrap for your own.
Yes, because if you haven't put it in a container, different if you put it all in one container.
Right.
You know?
But if it's just a packet that's out.
Just a packet that's out.
That's it.
Well, that's, you know, it's up for grabs. Surely, it's a communal kitchen. I'm not taking anyone's lunch because it's just in there separately by itself, but bulk. Plenty up for grabs.
So anything that's bulk, yeah, righto, you're just taking it.
Yeah,
so I've done my shopping downstairs. Got a Carlson, it's upstairs, now it's in the fridge. That's free game because, you know, it's bulk.
Well, why are you doing your shopping for home while you're at work? That's silly, okay? No, you're allowed to grab stuff. There's, you know, the communal lolly jar. I always just help myself. You just, communal, it's a great word.
5223295 If it's in the communal area.
It's up for grabs.
It's up for grabs.
100% free for all. I'm not having anything less.
Yes or no? Oh, wow. Anyone that calls, they're in the chance to win a double pass to Ez Geelong Diamond Party Queen's birthday weekend.
You know they'll love that if they're a yes person.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
The stuff up for grabs there.
I love that. 5223295 Tell Herbie she's wrong. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955 asking the question, Herbie. If it's in the communal area, it's up for grabs.
Yep. Free range. You know, fair game.
So if there's, you know, a packet of cheese that's been opened, you're just going to add it to your lunch.
Well, that's the thing. Unless it's in a container, you know, that someone's brought their lunch in the container. If it's there, just a packet of something, you can have it. You can use sauce. You can use... I used a relish not too long ago, and it went delightful in my sandwich.
You can't do it. 5223295 Yes or no? If it's in the communal area, you can do it. Guys in Belmont, what do you reckon?
Absolutely, yeah. Herbie, I'm with you.
Yeah, we are. Woo!
That is pure theft.
No, it's not.
You can't.
It's not in the container. It's up for grabs.
Absolutely. I had this really big banana. It was a big thing of banana bread in the in the fridge at work, and I just chopped like half of it off, and that was my lunch.
Exactly.
I think there was a note saying, do not touch, but it was in the communal bit.
That's right. Exactly.
No one needs to eat a whole thing of banana bread as well.
That's right.
You know,
you're helping them.
Yeah, treat yourself.
I did ask our boss, Andy, what is the going rate for the communal area? Let's have a listen.
So, Andy, final word, what is communal and what isn't in the kitchen?
Well, nothing's communal. I don't want to hurt his arm. I'm actually scared to leave anything in the fridge now because she might steal it. I'm wondering where things are going. But no, if it's in a container, if it's in the fridge, if it's not yours, you don't touch it. Simple.
It's a fireable offence.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely orange folder material, that's for sure.
Looking forward to a new co-host, to be honest. Finally, Herbie and Josh.
At least I'll be well fed.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Want to talk about something that's very cool and very new too, and I think this is right up your alley, because I know you like a good shindig, and I know you love to celebrate your party.
Oh,
how
yeah.
can it be different?
A gathering, and you do want it to be different. People still talk about my 21st. It was amazing. It was different.
It shut at 11. anyway, so it's a new self-driving submarine that lets you party for 24 hours
Hello.
With dozens of friends beneath the ocean. It's kitted out for dining, weddings, and it's even deep-sea gambling and underwater casino. Gamble responsibly, of course.
Yes.
But it's a yellow submarine too. And
Please.
What it does is basically it just does laps around underneath the water.
Brilliant.
While you just party.
You keep on going.
I think that's really cool, don't you reckon?
That is unbelievable.
Imagine that.
There's no judgment down there.
No, there isn't. And no one can complain about the sound.
Dad can't come and turn off my party like he did for the 21st.
I just think that's a really cool thing.
But gosh, that's going to set you back. Surely that's so expensive that someone like me, everyday person, just won't be able to afford it.
Yeah, 2023 is when they reckon it's going to be done. 20 pools.
2023. My 30th.
30th birthday.
Oh my.
Maybe you send like a, hey, it's going to be my 30th.
Yeah, and I like to party.
And my name's Herbie.
Science Self Delivered.
I am. What else can you do underwater, though? That's the thing. You know?
Okay.
You think that it's one of those things where you can swim. No, apparently there's a big list of things you can do.
I can recall someone getting married under there.
Yeah, there's the scuba weddings.
Which is just a bit PG for me. That's boring, you know?
Well, I guess the first person that did it, kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, then it's sort of meh.
Nah.
You know? Yeah. You can, there's actual underwater concerts.
Okay.
So, you could chuck it, they basically these water resistance headphones,
yeah.
and you go underwater and you can hear the music that's being played.
But where's the person singing?
Well, that's what I mean. They're in like a little private bubble.
Oh.
While you're underwater.
That is actually, that's cool.
I don't mind
cool.
that one.
Yeah.
There's actually, speaking of diving, you can learn to survive a waterlogged zombie apocalypse. There's actually, you know, the Paddy specialty dive course. There's one for the zombie apocalypse.
I'm glad you've told me that, because that is something that has been keeping me up at night. You know, how will I survive? Thank goodness there's an option.
There's a big race on a bike underwater, which I didn't know about.
How does a bike move?
I don't know. It's like these special design ones to weigh it down. So, like, think about the spokes of a bike on the wheel.
Yeah.
And then there's got, like, these weights to push it down onto the ground.
Jeez,
so you can
imagine
race around.
Your quads after that.
Jeez, that's a workout, isn't it?
Oh, well, yeah.
Thought this one was very interesting. Okay. Don't know why it's on the list. You can flip off fish. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Something else that's great, Josh, and I know you love it, I love it, is the movie The Proposal.
Oh, one of my favourites, to be honest.
Sandra Bullock, she can do no wrong in my
books. I just love her. I absolutely love her.
Ryan Reynolds.
Great dude. Good looking dude.
Betty White.
Alaska, for me. Just a great setting.
Just everything about it is brilliant. The acting... I find just amazing.
Well, it's actually a very funny movie, isn't
yeah.
it? What's the guy's name that does everything? He runs a convenience store.
He does stripping.
Yeah.
And he's in love with it. He's brilliant. Oh, it is. It's a great flick. And I was watching it last night and Jess was reminded about how good it is.
Oh, it's so good.
Betty White seriously was incredible.
Oh, God, we've lost her.
And she does
so
that
good.
Chant where she's like, I've got to give thanks. I've got to give thanks back. And then, It is seriously, you need to pick me up, watch The Proposal.
So good. One of the best.
But there was one scene in it where, because I've watched it so many times, again last night I thought, that is gold. But it also is up there with probably one of the most awkward things that can happen. No matter who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
So the scene I'm talking about is when Sandra Bullock, she's just had a shower and she's trying to get a towel, but the little dog that doesn't like her is barking at her. Now, Ryan Reynolds, he's just come back from doing whatever.
Like a workout almost. He was cutting up a canoe.
He's getting ready to have a shower. So he's basically taken his clothes off. He's got his iPod in, old school with the cord.
Yeah.
Loved to see it because he thought he would have been cool back then. Yeah. You're not now. And so next thing you know, they both didn't realise that they're naked and they run into each other.
And you hear the slap
of
the skin.
The body on, skin on skin action, yeah. And then they, you know, oh, you, what are you doing? And it's all, you know, commotion going around. But I started to think last night, it doesn't matter that those are two people that are maybe going to hook up, you know?
And incredibly attractive people.
Yeah.
You know?
It doesn't matter that it's a boss situation. It could be your partner.
Yeah.
It could be someone you've known forever. The still awkwardness of skin on skin, it just will always be there.
Because even just the thing of like, think about after a workout, right? You're super sweaty and you see someone and you're like, oh, time for a hug. And it's like, oh, it just feels weird because you can feel the sweat.
Sweatiness.
Touching each other.
And you're skin like, it's on
not,
skin.
It's not a great one. It's not like a romantic occasion. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's a bit different because you're building to something.
Yeah.
You know?
The natural skin on skin in a romantic setting. Yes. 100% beautiful.
Different.
But when you're not expecting skin on skin, there is that moment you go, oh, skin on skin. Even when you're in a meeting and someone next to you maybe has just touched your knee
brush
accidentally.
Your leg? Ah, no.
And you go, but is that the common thing of, oh, skin on skin. It just, I don't know what it is, but I got a lot of enjoyment last night and it made me think, I don't even want that to happen with me and Farmer Finley.
Yeah, The sound really adds to it, doesn't it? Like
it's
the clapping
sound.
Of the sound. Yeah.
It's the sound. Oh,
great how, movie, though.
They've got a different sound to mine if it was ever to hit because they've both got like
good rigs.
Body abs. Yeah. Mine's more the jiggle, you know.
Yeah, it's a delayed sound effect. what we want to do, though, is because it's Who Am I Day.
Yes.
So up next, Who Am I, 10 celebrities, 1 minute, can we get it? It's celebrities that have gone nude on screen.
Skin on skin version.
Skin on skin. We'll talk about next, Carrie.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
Ah, yes. This is a game where Herbie and I work together. 10 celebrities or 1 minute. Can we get it?
Teamwork. You
know, we've been pretty solid of recent.
That's right.
So it's good, you know, the form is there. So we're just talking about The Proposal.
Yep.
Definitely a movie that you like, definitely a movie that I love.
It's up there with one of the greatest movies of all time.
Ryan Reynolds, Sandra Bullock, love movie. Yep. There's a scene in it you were saying where
they run into each other naked and it's awkward because it's skin on skin when you're not meaning to have skin on skin. It's just
an awkward sound, isn't it? And they're both, you know, wet from like the shower and he's sweating. It's gross.
Skin on skin.
So this is based off of actors that have been naked in movies.
Okay.
Okay.
So big name actors.
Big
I'm
name
guessing.
Actors. Yeah, we're not talking about what you watch with Farmer Finley. We're talking about what we everyone else watches.
Okay. Brilliant.
Not a lot happening out in the farm, so I guess set the mood
skin
somehow.
On skin.
Alrighty. 1 minute on the clock. I'll give the clues. You tell me who the celeb is. We can do this, Herbs.
Okay.
We can do this. Are you ready?
All actors or any... Will there be a musician
all
that
actors.
Pops in?
Okay. All actors. Yep. All actors. All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Born Identity.
Matt Damon.
He was in Bruges. He's like a Irish dude. Dark hair. He was also...
I don't pass.
Okay. She was in Hunger Games.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Australian lady married to an Australian man.
Australian lady married to an Australian man. Nicole Kidman.
Yes. Another Australian. Gorgeous.
I need more than that.
Good looking lady.
Good-looking.
Blonde hair.
Naomi Watts.
No.
Margot Robbie.
Yes. Comedian How I Met Your Mother.
Comedian.
He was in it. Big tall dude.
Barney.
No, the other guy that was...
What's his name?
Sarah Marshall.
What's his name?
He was naked. Come on.
I'm not going to get it. I'll come back to him past.
Game of Thrones. English girl.
Emily Blunt. Emily... What's her name? Emily something. Good one.
Married to an Australian... very nice.
Borat. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yes. Emilia Clarke.
Emilia. I knew it was an M.
Jason Segel.
Oh, that hurts.
And then Colin Farrell.
Oh, I do know Colin Farrell. Jason Segel hurts because I watched This Is 40 the other day where he, you know how it's the sequel to Knocked Up and he comes in as the trainer? You know how I got this to this? I'm talking about her butt. You know, I lifted that. I can do the same for you.
That's good.
Great flick. Yeah. Oh, it's all about the flicks today.
That's all right. Herbie and Josh, K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, this is great news for the manta ray.
The manta ray?
The manta ray.
Jeez, they're majestic, aren't they?
Yeah.
They do look like an alien type thing.
They look great. But sort of alien looking like.
Like, it'd be cool to swim next to one. But I always found, like, you know, when you jump off a jetty or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I don't want to touch it with my feet.
Yeah. And fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
Let it be safe.
But the exciting news to do with the mantas is that more than 1,000 manta rays have been recorded living in waters near Indonesia, which is offering hope for future of the threatened species because it's the first time they've been spotted for years.
Really?
Around there.
That's good.
Which is great to see. And so scientists are now saying that it could be a key to seeing some regional recovery in animals.
Okay.
To look into how did they come back, what contributed to that.
Was it like because of COVID?
COVID, anything. Because they are heavily fished and they shouldn't be.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not,
yeah. So that's what they are, threatened species because of that. But did you know the word manta is actually Spanish for blanket or cloak?
If you know, you know.
So you can understand the resemblance.
Cloak, right. Okay, yeah.
Because they do. I just still remember walking in the Melbourne Aquarium and when you go through the tunnel and there's one above you and they look like they're just covering you.
It does seem like a blanket.
They do.
The blankets of the ocean.
They're smart cookies too, actually.
Really?
Manta rays have the largest brain to body weight ratio of any living fish, which basically means that they're way better than the dolphin. They look
if
like...
If you know, you know.
They make dolphins look very average.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Smart manta rays.
See, isn't that the thing? We don't really know, do we? And we've just, you know, people are fishing them. And they're like these intelligent beings.
Exactly.
And here we are.
It's so sad.
Ugh.
So their spots are like fingerprints. So if underneath.
Really?
They're uniquely their fingerprints that you can tell them apart.
It's
crazy.
It's Joe right now.
Hey, sorry yesterday. Still doing well. Wouldn't like this to be a manta. Pregnancy lasts up to 12 to 13 months.
Oh, yuck.
But the cute side to this is that when they are born, they're named pups.
Yep.
They're like little burritos. They're rolled up like a little burrito.
The cutest thing I've ever heard.
That's good.
They are among the largest animals in the ocean, which is crazy. So a fully grown manta ray can reach a wingspan of up to 7 metres.
That's huge, isn't it?
And weigh up to 2 tonnes, which is...
2 tonnes?
...is equivalent as a white rhino.
If you know, you know.
Nuts. The largest manta ray ever recorded had a wingspan of 9 metres.
Jeez, that is massive.
That's huge. But this one's fun.
All right, here we go. We've gone past the serious stuff now into the fun.
The fun stuff.
Yeah.
So mantas, they really love being clean. They're clean freaks, you could say.
Yeah.
So they use, in quotation marks, underwater cleaning stations. So what they do is they go to smaller fishes, clean the parasites and dirt off them.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they can spend hours a day getting clean and they even wait in line for their turn. Like a queue at a local car wash.
If you know, you
just
know.
Waiting.
Really?
I don't...
It's like going to Thailand and putting
your feet in one of those buckets. It's a brilliant idea. Clean little buckets. It does remind me sort of as well, I must say, of a men's footy room. You know, after they're finished playing footy and they're all lining up to get clean. It's probably the only time.
How many times are you going into men's footy lockers? Big fan, are you? G'day, boys. God, Herbie and Josh, Garrock 955.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, I was saying before that a lady has committed a crime. No good.
Not good.
Evading and fleeing police, which
I'm
not sure exactly what that is, but apparently in the States that's a felony. So
yep.
It doesn't sound like it's a good thing. So gets arrested and then they talk about, you know, why have you done it? And this is where it gets unusual. It's a very unusual excuse. She said the reason she wanted to do it was because when she was in high school, she made a bucket list and getting arrested was on the bucket list. So now she's got a felony against her, but she's achieved something. She's ticked it off.
Yeah, but she's still young. You
19,
know?
Yeah, that's going to be with you for a long time.
Yeah, if that was on my bucket list, it's something that I'd wait later in life to do.
Yeah, like, you know, 85.
Yeah, I'm going to go commit a crime now.
Nothing big.
No, nothing big, but just something to, you know, get the cuffs on me for a little bit, or the boys in blue to, you know?
Yeah, disturbing the peace or something.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just playing loud music somewhere. Yeah. That's probably what you'd
still
be
doing. A little chop-chop.
There are some interesting things people like to put on their bucket list.
Okay.
Like, for instance, I read this one. Someone wants to go to the Amazon, you know, those big tarantulas, the bird-eating spider ones?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and eat it.
I mean, how does that even come to mind
to think of
doing that? But I am curious now to know what it would taste like, funnily enough.
I like this one. Someone wants to run into a store and then scream, "What year is it?"
You just seem a little loony. I like that. That's a fun one.
I think I would like to just be on a TV show, like in a soap opera, like say Scrubs, you know?
Okay.
But I want to be one of the coma patients. But I want to be in it a lot. I want to be in the episode a lot. Like, it's like for some reason, I'm important to the story of the day.
It keeps coming back to you.
Yeah, but I'm just constantly in it.
You're just laying there
flat. I reckon that'd be a good day, don't you reckon? Because
you're just laying down.
You get to experience like what it's like to be on set. And
yes.
It's a pretty easy role. Like, you can't stuff up.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if you get dropped from being that patient.
You would be filthy.
What happened? Well, I was wriggling a lot.
Patient. That's interesting. What about you? What have you got? I know you'll have something interesting.
So this is one that I have thought of before, but I don't know if it's possible.
Mm.
And also, it's a huge effort if so, but I would like to complete this.
Okay.
So on my bucket list.
All right, here we go.
And I would prefer to do this in one sitting. Would be an effort. But I would like to go to a Baskin and Robbins and get through 31 of their flavours, and not a scoop. I want to go through the stuff you see.
You want to go through every single one?
I want to go through the tubs.
God,
I want to go through all of them.
That's a lot of sugar, isn't it?
Isn't it? But isn't that a thrill? That's what you're talking about, you know? Getting arrested, eating 31 tubs of ice cream.
That's not a thrill, though.
Yes, it is.
That's just sick.
That's yum.
It's just like, you'd be so ill by the first one that they're like throwing up into the ice creams for the rest of it.
And then do that milk challenge where you run around the
aisle. Customers are just walking in going,
milkshake from you.
Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Belinda. Belinda. Ooh, yeah. Fill in the blank.
Can't help but get hooked to that intro. It's just a good one, isn't it?
It's
Will
great.
Boddington, hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me back.
Botto.
We have you back all the time, don't
we? Good dance moves as well. They were great.
Thank you.
Yep.
How do you get into that intro. That's my favourite one.
How do you go on an old D floor?
Well, it depends really how I'm feeling at the time. But I think I go pretty well.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
Bit of a groover.
Yeah.
Wow, with that stash, I can understand why.
Yeah. I've got sort of old style moves. I'm not up with the current, you know, shuffling and that sort of thing.
I don't know if shuffling's current, but.
No.
It's been around for a while.
Not with that attitude.
No. All righty. You got five stories. We've got to work out the missing words. Fill in the blank, buzz in with your name after the sentence. Herbie?
Yep.
All right, ready to go?
Yeah.
First one. Local councils are flying the blank flag for Ida Hobbit.
Josh, rainbow flag.
Yes.
I didn't know what the flag was called.
Yeah, that's why.
I was a bit hesitant. I was like, I don't know what the flag's called.
Case,
it has a special name.
You never know if you're going to get it wrong.
That's it. All right, number two. Fast food chain blank is leaving Russia for good and has started selling its stores.
Heavy.
Josh.
Oh. Baby.
Macca's.
Yes.
Golden Arches.
They temporarily closed it in March and now they've just...
And good. They're like, well done, smart move.
Done for good. So stiff if you want a Big Mac in Russia.
No, they can go elsewhere.
All right. One inch.
Another country.
Let's just remember it's Putin and not like...
I understand. But he's got to be held accountable.
Well,
that's right.
It doesn't matter who it is. You still can't get a Big Mac in Russia.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Sequel to blank earning rave reviews.
Josh.
Heavy.
Josh.
Avatar?
No.
Oh.
Top Gun.
Yes.
Woohoo!
I knew it as soon as I said it was wrong. Oh, God.
Apparently it's awesome.
Yeah.
Thrilling.
Maverick.
Tom Cruise is back.
You're going to have to watch the first one, to be honest.
Yeah, I've never watched the first one.
Just listen to Highway to the Danger Zone. That's basically the whole movie.
So there's no plot line?
No, it just plays that and you see planes fly around.
I do love Lady Gaga's song out at the moment. That's for it as well.
Hold My Hand or something?
Yeah.
Mm.
Haven't heard that one.
Yeah, it's
We're
good.
Playing it at K-Rock, so just,
tune in.
Yeah, do you listen?
I find it hard to listen when I'm working harder than in the news.
Good save. Yep. All right, here we go.
All right.
Yes, I know I need this one.
2-1. Yeah. Former Prime Minister blank campaigning in Melbourne alongside Josh Frydenberg.
Josh.
Oh, we just saw it.
John Howard.
Well, you needed to be quicker then.
Yeah. We're both looking at each other waiting to see who would...
Wrong one. Here we go. When you're ready, Will.
Thanks, Josh. Just letting it Tension build a bit.
Okay.
I'm trying to psych him out at the moment. Yeah.
Aussie rock legends blank returning to Mount Dunedin in November.
Oh.
Josh. Midnight Oil?
No, it's not. They were supposed to be...
Had to re-announce the date.
Oh, who is it? I know who it is, but I don't because I heard it yesterday.
After Neil Finn tested positive to COVID.
Oh, there you go.
Cold Chisel? Is it? No.
Right. Buzz it in again. Josh, Crowded House.
Crowded House!
I'm going to give it to Josh.
I knew it was a C. That one hurts. That's okay.
That's all right. Hey, good job building that tension, Will.
No, thank you.
Really good.
Yep.
Did very well. We'll let you get back to your busy job because we know you don't listen to the station. no, I appreciate it, Bono. Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. Good afternoon.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Fun fact about yeah, nah, nah, yeah.
Yeah.
Loggy from Tom and Loggy. Tom Lingy and Loggy, I should say. Likes to play along.
She does. Mm. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Love to see where our thoughts...
Yeah, would you be matching up? Because I do think you're very similar to the two.
Yeah, I love
Loggy. Mostly the loud part.
you mean the fun part, the great part, best humans going around part.
Okay.
Nah, yeah, we all agree.
Okay, so this is where we get your thoughts on the daily topics. Where do you sit? Yeah, nah, nah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let's kick it off with this one. Hidden speed cameras.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. Those sneaky buggers, I don't think they're allowed to do that. That's not good.
Mm.
And I don't recommend anyone to speed.
No.
But when there's like real hidden ones, it's...
Well, it's funny, isn't it? Because they say like it's for your safety.
Yeah.
But then they're hiding the speed camera.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So like is it that like you're trying to get people to slow down in those areas because it's a dangerous area, so you've got speed cameras along it?
Yeah.
Or are you trying to catch people out because you know people speed in that area?
Yes, I see what you're saying.
See what I mean?
It's a hard one because no one should be speeding.
No, that's right. That's the argument, isn't it? You know?
That if you weren't speeding, you wouldn't get caught. But I just think when sometimes the extreme lengths that
to hide it, it's a bit
speed
cheeky,
cameras
isn't it?
Go to. Yeah.
Where's the money go? Is it going back in just purely to road safety?
Oh, it's
then,
not.
Then that's different.
It's
anyway. Let's move on. Shopping in your underwear.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I just don't think you should. I mean. Pajamas, trackies,
yeah, that's
you
right.
know, lounge wear. Yes, underwear, probably a bit much.
It is full on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even
if you've got the greatest rig going around, I still don't think it's something that
okay.
you should be doing.
Okay, versus shopping in your bathers?
Even that, I understand, like, especially when it's hot.
Mm.
But, you know, you can chuck a light shirt on over the top.
That's all right.
Some shorts.
Kanye West... X, Julia Fox.
Oh, you know, yes.
Uncut Jams.
Uncut Jams.
I was just chef taste muse.
Uncut Jams.
Uncut Jams.
How could we forget?
She has been spotted shopping in her underwear.
Okay.
The fashion was like, it was jeans. She was wearing jeans, but there was no, like they've cut all the way down until the shin. So there's no part of the jean there.
So you
it's,
know
like, it's almost like a pull-up sock that's jeans.
That's just a knee-boot jean. That is odd. Imagine all the jokes. Oh, did you get them for half price?
Yeah, was it 70% off the... Love that gear. That's good pub gear, that one. Landing a plane on your own.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I mean, if I could do it and was trained to do it, you betcha I'd love to. But if it was an accident where I was just... on a flight because I've got money and I'm on a jet and all of a sudden the pilot's gone down and I have to do it? No, sorry. No, that's not going to happen.
So that has happened?
No, it hasn't.
So a guy was in he was flying with a dude. It was like a private flight.
Yeah.
And the pilot passed out.
Oh, my.
Unconscious. So he's in the air cruising.
No,
100%. It's on the news at the moment. It's insane. And you get the audio. You can hear the audio of him contacting the radio tower. He goes, hey, my pilot's passed out. And so there was a guy that was there that was just on his break and he heard it and he goes, okay, Googled the picture of the plane to see what the flight console
looked like. Yeah.
Explained to this guy what he needed to do. The guy has landed the plane.
Well, that just shows that you don't need that much training, do you? Those hours.
Well, like if you were doing it, I'd say like, oh, we'd be talking about a different story in the news. Wouldn't be as nice. Josh, drive me home, K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home, Debbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
It is a massive week, Josh, for our queen, old Lizzie.
Oh, yeah. With the Jubilee, isn't it?
Platinum Jubilee on Friday night. If you've seen the news already, big guests are going. Tom Cruise.
Just a random one for me, isn't it? Like, why is Tom there?
Tom's just popping in. He's probably going to fly his helicopter.
Who else
in.
Is going?
Well, they've got all the stars from the UK. So, you know, the Beckhams popping in. Just
they're everywhere, aren't they?
That's it. If you're someone in the UK, you're going to be there.
Rent a crew.
But to celebrate this, I think this is kind of exciting. The Queen's getting her own Barbie doll.
Yeah, that's a great story.
They're marking her 70 years on the throne, and it looks like a very nice doll to have. So if you like your Barbies, it really suits a grandma figure.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is it what age have they depicted?
They're going current.
Yeah, they're going current. Yeah, nice one.
She looks great. You know, it's a fun doll. Mm. And it turns out a very popular one.
Really?
So over in the stores in UK at the moment, they're going for around Australian $168 for one doll.
But I think that's a collector's item, isn't it? That's
the thing. And then shopkeepers have come out and said that they have sold out within 3 seconds of being put up online because of the memorabilia. I mean, we know Queen Lizzie, she's getting on. Mm. So obviously this, you'd think, if you keep it in its conditioning, will be...
long-term play.
Yeah,
I like it.
So very quick, 3 seconds, boom, Barbie dolls sold. But there's other things that have sold very quick. So if we look around, the quickest selling car, 2016, want to have a guess?
2016, no, the bug wasn't in there, was it? Tesla?
Tesla. You're on the money. Boom.
Here we go.
So they sold over 180,000 units pre-sale before it even went on.
Jeez, that's really exciting for a car, isn't it? Jeez, people are boring.
Especially when you haven't test-drived
it. Oh, I know.
Well, I'm just going to go for it. You know, Elon says it's good. I'll risk it. Your book, 2007.
It's a Harry Potter one.
It is. Yeah. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Yeah.
It sold 15 million copies worldwide first day.
Well, that one I can understand because, like, you know, we know how good it is up to that point.
And especially after the first, like, you want to know what's happening next. You know, oh, my gosh.
It's been a long, long time.
Which game? Video game?
It'd be like GTA.
So, I meant more console.
Console. Sorry. Oh, okay. Is it PlayStation 1?
It's a Nintendo Switch.
Oh, yeah. That
makes sense. 8th generation.
I didn't realise this was a quiz. I thought you were just telling me a story.
No, just getting your thoughts. Yeah. I'll get your thoughts on the VHS.
What? Ooh, VHS.
You love this film. Many people do. Still big today. May have had a remake of it.
Lion King.
Boom. Hit the nail on the head. 1995. Sold 4.5 million tapes.
Jeez, the Lion King
on its first day. Which, you know, it holds up today. It holds up today.
What, the VHS tape or the movie? It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.